This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu hamdan kathiran yuwafi ni'amaka wa yukafi mazidak. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to share with you another beautiful hadith in our series of Illuminate Your Life. And today I have a beautiful tradition on the traits of faith. The Prophet called it branches of faith. He compares the faith as a tree, branches shooting high and far and wide. Lots of branches. Let me read the tradition in Arabic, translate then and explain the beautiful concepts of this hadith. Al-imanu bidun wa sabuna aw bidun wa sittuna shu'ba fa afdaluha qawlu la ilaha illallah wa adnaha imatatu al-adha an at-tariq wal haya'u shu'batun min al-iman. Faith has over 70 or 60 branches. And the supreme, the best of them, the uppermost branch is the testimony, there is no God but Allah. And the lowest branch is the removal of harm from the path. And modesty is also a branch of faith. The narrator of the tradition is Abu Huraira once again. As we mentioned, he was one of the most prolific transmitters of traditions. And thanks to him, we have a lot of traditions from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they all show how devoted this companion was to learning everything from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to pass it on to the Ummah. And we are fortunate to have these traditions. The hadith is reported by Muslim and others, and this particular version is from Muslim. The hadith explains the dynamic nature of faith. Faith is not static in nature, or it's not limited in scope. Instead, it is multifaceted, many faces, many dimensions, many degrees, many levels. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this beautiful hadith compares faith to a tree whose branches spread out far, high and wide. He teaches us that the ways to enhance faith are diverse. They are unlimited. The number mentioned, 70 or 60, should not be taken literally. It is simply an idiomatic way of saying to denote diversity, that it's unlimited. It is not to limit it to any fixed number. Hence, this is an idiomatic way of expressing the reality. This is part of the genius of Arabic language. The Prophet uses the idiomatic Arabic. Hence, the actions to enhance faith vary in degrees and levels. The foremost and the most excellent of these traits of faith is the testimony of oneness. La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. To emphasize this, let us refer to another tradition from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How important this testimony of oneness is. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man qala la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, fi yawmin mi'ata marrah, كانت له عدل عشر ثقاب وكتب له مئة حسنة ومهيت عنه مئة سيئة وكانت له هرزا من الشيطان يومه ذلك حتى يمسي ولم يؤت أحد بأفضل مما جاء إلا رجل عمل أكثر منه. Once again reported by Abu Huraira, and this is recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari. Whoever says there is no la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. There is no God but Allah, He is one and He has no partner, and to Him belong all praise and power and praise, and He has power over all things. 100 times a day, this formula, meditating on it 100 times a day, it is equivalent of freeing 10 slaves. There is great merit in freeing slaves because Islam came to abolish slavery. So every single, you will find in Islam expiation for many crimes and offenses is freeing slaves. So here it's equivalent to freeing 10 slaves. 100 good deeds will be credited in his register, and 100 sins will be erased from the register. And it would also be a protection for him from shaitan until the dusk, until the evening. And no one can excel him in virtue except the one who has done more than this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, you know, again, to emphasize the greatness of the testimony of faith, testimony of oneness, declaring the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet said, Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Whoever says there is no God but Allah before breathing the last shall enter Jannah. One may ask why so much importance to declaring the testimony of oneness. The answer is, these words denote faith in God's oneness and sovereignty. Because when a person says this, believing in it, what is he doing? He is saying that the Creator is one, God is one, and He alone has the power and sovereignty over the creation, and only therefore He is alone is worthy of worship and reverence, unconditional love. Thus it testifies to his faith by declaring that it attests to his faith in God Almighty. And Allah reminds us in the Quran that only those who cherish faith can hope to get to Jannah. And then the Prophet, after having said that the La ilaha illallah is the supreme branch of faith, the Prophet mentions another virtuous, another trait, removal of harm from the path. While testimony of faith in the supreme is supreme trace of faith, removal of harm is also another trait. Although it is of the lowest degree, it still merits great rewards. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه تلق. Do not despise, do not belittle any good deed whatsoever, even that of meeting your brother with a present face. A believer should look up to any act of goodness, no matter big or small. We should not belittle. We should not look down on any kind, even the smallest acts of kindness. And that's why Prophet advised Muslim women, guard yourself from hellfire by donating even a piece of a date that you can afford to. If you cannot afford to do big charity, at least do whatever you can. Even if it is a slice, a small slice of a date. Through such examples, Prophet taught us that the traits of faith vary in degrees and levels. They include actions of the heart, you know, states, internal states, and actions of limbs, you know, physical faculties, include manners and morals. As for the actions of the heart, they include love of Allah, sincere conviction and trust and hope in Allah, and fear and reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It then extends to actions of the limbs, struggle for truth and justice through speech and activism. It also includes other any all acts of compassion and charitable deeds. Furthermore, the Prophet also wants to tell us, teach us Though traits of faith vary in degree and status, they all contribute to our salvation. Even the smallest act of kindness can deliver us sometimes from fire of hell. The Prophet ﷺ says, a person entered Jannah because of removing the thorn and stone, obstructing the passage of people from the path. Another example Prophet gave, in one hadith, it's a prostitute. Another, it's a sinner. Of course, prostitution is the greatest of sins. So, forgiven for giving water to a thirsty dog. It was an act of kindness. It was a second nature with her. Of course, she has repented, but of course, she expiated herself by through acts of mercy, spontaneous acts of mercy, when she saw the dog licking the dust out of thirst. Finally, the Prophet says that modesty is a branch of faith. Al-haya'u shu'batu min al-iman. Modesty, by modesty, he means one shyness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you feel that Allah is watching, so one should be ashamed. One is ashamed of doing something sinful or indecent. How can you do something that Allah disapproves, that Allah doesn't like, when you know He is watching? The Prophet ﷺ said, one of the legacies of previous prophets is, if you have no sense of shame, do whatever you wish. So haya is a great trait of iman, faith, actually. Now, lessons that we can learn from this beautiful hadith is, number one, faith has many dimensions and degrees. That faith increases or decreases by the actions we perform. And traits of faith vary in status. The highest and the most excellent is affirming the oneness and the sovereignty of Allah. Opportunities, virtues, acts are unlimited if only we open our eyes. That we must seize every opportunity we get to render even the smallest of acts of kindness when holding that door or helping someone, you know, with the luggage that they are struggling to carry, or giving a hand to someone who need help, or guiding someone who is blind, someone who cannot find his way, give him the instructions. When you are in the subway and this old man or struggling to stand, move, stand up and offer that place, that your seat to that person. Every single act of virtue, big or small, merits great rewards. It can serve as a means of salvation for us. Faith increases or decreases according to our actions. Finally, the hadith teaches us there is no salvation without faith and good works. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.